nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, it's the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports Pregame Show. And guess what? We are live from I-95, baby. Woo! We've got some good ones. We've got live from live for two times a week, and we got
that was unprompted.
Didn't even ask for that one.
They were waiting for that for the last hour and a half or so. We're moving though. We are
the approaching 95 corridor, baby.
We are approaching the blue route where it splits on 95. We'll give you an update as we go.
Yeah. We look forward to this. This is our third I-95 show, and As long as the MiFi keeps going, we're good to go. But since I had to prep that show for everybody, let's make sure that we know we're sponsored by Advantage Health Plus, everybody. Advantage Health Plus, Green Legion Radio. And we're also sponsored by Live Casino, everybody, in South Philadelphia. The Players Show every Tuesday. This Tuesday at 8 o'clock, tight end Jack Stoll. Jack Stoll will be our guest along with Dave Spadaro, an alumni player to be named. Irv is still going to be in Cancun celebrating his birthday. But we will be at Live Casino. And then, as well, we will be back at Xfinity Live for another Live at Live show on Sunday morning the 2nd for the Fox Sports pregame show, Green Legion Radio. You guys, we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate everything. You guys, the show is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, it's up for Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon Diaz. Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com. That's WeHateDirtyWindows.com. The Ludlam Bar and Grill in Sea Isle City. Hotel rooms now available. They were sold out for the summer, but now they are back and available, so make sure you check it out. The beautiful ladies at Cheerleaders, everybody.
Yeah. Giggity, giggity.
That could be a stop on the way home tonight, I'm just saying.
Could be.
And, of course, our friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness, and our friends in Philadelphia that is taking care of you health-wise, City Fitness Philadelphia and all their locations. We will get to that soon enough. All right, look, we don't need to talk, we don't need to build up the storyline about this game any more than what we already know.
What's going on?
Something about Ginger McDonald.
Or the Ginger Raff, as
Ginger Raff.
Oh, that's good. The Ginger Raff.
Look, I want to go on record one more time and say that they should have traded Carson Wentz after Nick Foles won him a Super Bowl. I was right. Thank you. Say it again.
You were not correct.
Yeah, I was.
You're absolutely not correct.
Yeah.
Love him though.
We wouldn't have gotten there without Wentz. I get that, but once Nick was able to shine, we were just one Alshon Jeffrey drop, which he never does, away from going to that NFC Championship game again. It's a little frustrating. Anyway, I would have traded him when he had a lot of value and he was still young. The situation, it was impossible for him to succeed. But I want to pose this to you guys because it's apparently not just been about the inability to win a bigger game. At what point in time did he become a total pain in the ass? When did that start?
Well, I think a lot of it, just once you're not playing well and you're not getting wins there, I think it probably started in 18, then it bled into 19 where...
I thought you were about to say 18 something. I'm like, nah, dude, we're in a different millennia now.
No, but I think it probably started, I mean, the rumors about, you remember, he was very kind of clicky with his guys that he liked, and it bled into Zach Ertz getting, you know, 170 targets one year, and allegedly Alshon
went to
Justine Anderson and started that stuff. And then the Joe Santaquilo, is that his last name?
Joe Santaquilo.
Santaquilo. He wrote that column at the end of 18 or beginning of 19 or something like that. And people were like, oh, what's this guy doing? He doesn't know crap. And It probably was just a little small festering. Not like he was a bad guy, but he just didn't reach out and get along with everybody. He wasn't like a welcoming guy. He had his own little like lunch table, so to speak. You know what I mean? And then once you start losing and he's not doing the coaching,
as long as he doesn't get in our way,
he's the worst quarterback in the league. I think it just started all kind of bubbling over, and then you know he pulled a Ben Simmons, turned his, you know, put the tails between his legs and ran when things got tough.
See, I look at it a little bit differently. I kind of look towards the end of that 2019 season where he practically took the practice players, the practice squad players, and threw them all on his back and dragged them to the playoffs. And then in his second series, he gets speared in the back of his head. That had to be a pretty serious concussion for him to sustain. With what Jadeveon Clowney did to him.
They said he was like seeing light. Yeah. Light was bothering him for 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, and then, you know, everybody says that the Eagles did everything to invest in Carson Wentz. Well, yeah, they gave him the money. What else did they invest in him, really? As far as like, you know, weapon standpoint.
Well, Alshon was a weapon.
Yeah, but Alshon was a weapon for 1 year. Alshon.
But it was the weapon that gave him 13 wins.
I get you, but he also
that
11 on his end. But then.
Hold on a second. Don't disclude that because that's the sample size we have. We don't have any receivers. Howie went out and got Alshon Jeffrey. We went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the 1 year. But we're saying the course of 5 years, we're saying this relationship degraded.
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying. The weapon that he had eventually turned to one that stabbed him in the back. And then you go into the draft that offseason, and everyone's sitting there going, oh, well, J.K. Dobbins and other wide receivers.
Or like, some sort of weapon. A safety or a quarterback.
Justin Jefferson instead of Jalen Reagor. Yeah. And then in the second round, they go ahead and they draft a project, an heir apparent. And listen, I don't think we're complaining about it right now with what's going on because we see how Jalen's played through the first two games of the season and how he played towards the tail end of the back of last season. But I'll tell you, like, at that time, like, how much did you really invest in him? You didn't give him what he needed in order for him to succeed. He was throwing to guys like Greg Ward in the slot to get you to the playoffs, and you draft his backup quarterback. I think that's where the beginning of the end started to come about.
Yeah, where it really started is when that happened. I mean, we see what happens with Aaron Rodgers, and he doesn't get receivers drafted. They've been drafting defense in the first round
but he's
Aaron Rodgers.
He's Aaron Rodgers, but also at the same time, like, you knew when you drafted Jordan Love and you traded in the first round to draft Jordan Love, you knew what the eventual outcome would be for Jordan Love.
Jordan Davis?
No, we're talking about Green Bay. No, but if you look at it from the Aaron Rodgers standpoint, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't. No, Aaron Rodgers would probably really have a big. He's a pain in the ass in public.
Yeah.
He's probably an even bigger one behind the scenes. And I'll tell you what, yeah, he's followed up with back-to-back MVP performances. But Aaron Rodgers had clout. Aaron Rodgers didn't have another guy win a Super Bowl with his team. So no one ever thought that Jordan Love was a legit, you know, threat to take his job.
I was listening to one of the beat shows. I don't know, The Athletic or Jimmy Kemsky or something this week. And what someone was saying, and I'm trying to give the proper quote, but
paraphrase is a good way.
Once Hurts was drafted in 2020, it was kind of like the clicky high school. You know, Wentz would socialize and sit with and talk with. What was his name? The third stringer.
You're talking about
Sudfeld? Nate Sudfeld. And just would not even acknowledge Hurts in the quarterback room, in coaches meetings and stuff like that. Which isn't like, you know, any person would naturally get upset in that situation. It's just the way, then you, like, how do you, what's the next step?
Right.
And he didn't do a good job on his end of, you know, trying to be a professional and But, I mean, he was literally, we talk about this with Sack, the Wentz apologist, all the time, but he was really bad in 2020. It wasn't like he was,
I never said
like
that
right
he
now
was.
He's playing better now than he did in 2020, but he was just the worst quarterback, and to react after getting benched like that, I mean, it sucks, but that's why you're a professional.
But how did he react though?
Have you noticed that Sack starts to wear his sunglasses as often as possible when he's on air?
Well, listen, somebody on the show.
He's big time.
He's big time now.
I mean, the lights are too bright for this guy.
Somebody has to wear the sunglasses on the show now because we no longer have somebody that just wore them at night inside of a dark room. But I'm doing that right now. How's he wearing sunglasses?
We know.
Yeah. But he can make that work.
He could.
You can't. And if he couldn't, no one would say anything to him about it.
I have blue eyes and they're very sensitive.
There it is. Oh, blue eyes.
They are.
Let's go back a few. I gotta watch this thing here.
We lost the camera.
Yeah, we lost the feed here.
So look, he's got a face for radio anyway, Quimby.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You missed that one liner.
See what I'm going home with tonight. So look, Carson has physical skills, but he's battled injury his entire career. And I don't know if everybody realizes, but he's going to be 30 in December.
Yeah.
All right. He's not a spring chicken anymore. I don't think that's his problem, though, is the injury. It's that he's susceptible to injury because he tries to extend plays using his athleticism where he doesn't check down. And that's...
Doesn't take the laughs, is what everyone
says. Well, I look at it like this with him. I said this throughout the course of the week. I think what happened to him here mentally is affecting him physically. And the fact that he sustained those injuries, because that knee injury that he sustained was very serious. It wasn't just the ACL. It was the MCL, the LCL, everything that else that tied into that knee. He came back after 9 months of you know, a lot of rehab to make sure that he can come back and you know get his team back. Then he has the back injury. I think what happened here mentally outdoes exactly what was done to him physically. Because like he can't piece it together now. He knows deep down inside he can't do the things that he did in 16 and 17.
No.
He'll never do that again.
I think that's the problem.
Right.
Is that he doesn't have that ability and he thinks he still does. And that's how he gets into trouble. This past Sunday, because our game was on Monday, got to sit down and watch Red Zone all day. It was great. And they cut to Washington in Detroit. Washington's at their own one. You know what's happening. Wentz is in the shotgun. You're like, oh, well, I wonder why they cut to this. You know exactly what happens. And he's sitting in the pocket.
Call to begin with. Why are you putting him on in shotgun on the one?
Adam Gilmore. Carson takes it up, Dave. Doo-da.
So, we also got to be fair, as my apologist, sack master over here would say, he did take us to a Super Bowl. We would have never
that
won the Super Bowl.
That banner is not
hanging
up in the stadium.
Which is true, but it's all the other crap.
Yeah. Come on.
100%. Well, look, 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions this year with a QB rating of over 100. All right. I want to get to the one element about this game that concerns me more than anything, and it's that there was so much turnover this year. All right, with this team. Are there enough players on this team that are still angry about the Carson Wentz situation where they could be, you know, a little bit more feisty than they normally would be for an NFC East matchup?
I think, yeah, and I mean,
you got Fletcher.
Well, my point is, though, is that this is Nash. Everyone knows what's up. You know, there's no one on that Washington team that was teammates with Wentz up here, I believe. And they all know what this game is. You know, they all know. It's like you get Bryce Harper playing the Nationals. They know, even if it's not the same guys. You know, you have a big time quarterback, or at least highly drafted quarterback that did participate in a big Super Bowl year. They know what's up, you know? It might not be personal, but it might be like, this is my teammate kind of thing. We want to show support. So, and I think these guys are going down there too. And yeah, I think there's just a little added edge.
Brandon Graham said this week that they had this game circled on the calendar.
It just should have been a home game, though. That's the thing.
Well, I think we said early on, like, I think week one or two, we thought that it was going to be like a Sunday night football game here at the link. Hey, let's just get it done. Let's get it done out of the way. But they know we travel. I mean, the NFL schedules aren't dumb. They know that the Eagles fans travel. They take over the stadium every single year. I look at it like this. I remember when he did get traded, or when he got benched. Fletch had said, you know, that's my best friend on the team. I think Lane and Jason Kelce, two of those guys were the guys that you're talking about sitting at his lunch table. Those were his boys. I don't think there's a lot of animosity towards Carson in this game. I think this is a business trip, and the Eagles know that. You have an opportunity to start out season 3-0. I think that weight has a lot more bearing than going down here and destroying Carson Wentz. They know what to do.
And please, let's remind that 3-0 is also 3-0 in the NFC.
NFC. Yeah, I was going to say the same
thing.
Which
is huge. Huge. Well, you know what? You segued into it perfectly. Let's talk about this rivalry for a second. Diaz, you have some news for us, something about a mascot.
Yeah, this was actually tagged by one of our, competitors. I'm going to put that in quotes. But they actually tagged us because we were coming down
No,
here.
It's Philly Sports Strips.
Oh, it's Philly Sports. Okay.
Yeah, no. Philly Sports Strips. We work with them. Look, everybody knows that I don't want to run a tailgate down here. It's too long of a day for what I think.
And
my
you got to stay over the night before. And
it's not that, but we have to leave at 5:30 in the morning.
Battle yeah. in the
which
church.
Means we're up at 4:30 doing yeah. all the crap that you just saw us do beforehand. And Vincent, look, Vincent Philly Sports Trips, he has always been cordial to me. I got to be honest with you, that's one person in this industry since I started 20 years ago that has been cordial, that has given us props, that has complimented and commended and said, look, you know, I follow kind of what you do. So,
well, anyway,
you started the model. You're the original.
And you know what? I'm not going to be doing this forever. So, you know, if I could mentor somebody and he has a following and he does a good job, which I do, you know, hey, good. Yeah. Good for everybody.
So anyway, it was tagged yesterday though. This cannot be real. It's got to be fake. So someone got an email. The Washington Commanders, the Commodes, since they switched their branding, they had fans be able to go in and vote for different things to be the mascot. So an email went out, or to I guess people that had bought tickets to them.
They could take Gritty
during this game today.
Can we give them Gritty?
That you have a choice.
Hold on a second. I got to pull this up right now. This is great.
Fans are voting.
Jeff Perlman. Tip. Washington Memories. Quimby. Whatever you do, don't get arrested in D.C. Then Drano Lombardo get involved in a mini brawl walking out of the stadium. That's awesome.
I wasn't aware of that. What year was that?
God, that's got to be 12, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Sorry, continue.
So anyway, the mascots, during this game that's going to be 60% Eagles fans, the quote-unquote fans.
It's not going to be 60%.
Okay, well.
I would bet there's a good 15,000 fans there.
This is the choice. The choices 15. Are, you can vote for the dogs, hogs, historical figure, or my personal favorite, superheroes. I think a Captain Commander. I'm thinking like Homelander in The Boys, you know? Except they're like maroon and gold. Some big.
It's just because that's the kind of outfit you like to wear at home when nobody's around.
Nah, get out of here.
When no one's around, that's what he tries to use for foreplay.
Think of the head, like a big giant chin like Buzz Lightyear with some big dopey grin.
You know what? You do kind of look like you could pull off a Buzz Lightyear costume.
Yeah.
Hey,
what is this training on?
You've got the chin for it.
Hey, by the way, the Eagles are playing. Today. Let's get back to the game.
To infinity. All right. Well, I'm going with whatever is the most obtuse.
I think superhero is the way
superhero?
To go.
Yeah, superhero's got to be the way to go.
I mean, the fans want it to be the hogs, so we don't want that. Hogs is definitely out. Dogs, who cares? You know, I don't care about dogs. That could turn out to be possibly okay.
Well, let's, you know, this team is not owned by a Daniel. It's owned by a Richard.
Yeah. Oh,
we
all
know this.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. If they go with dogs, they're
going to be. But I hope he never
leaves. Just like the Sixers with Franklin.
I know.
You know, they're all clamoring down there about this game being sold out, and all that means is that they're not going to know how to staff it. Parking's going to be a disaster, and getting in and out's going to be a nightmare.
That's how it always is. It's just going to be elevated. They haven't had a sellout in whatever 5 years or something like that. Yeah. You know, this weird thing happened this week. I have no idea who this dude is.
Is it a trend though that these teams haven't sold out in 5 years until the Eagles come in?
That's
come
true.
Down?
Yeah,
Detroit. Shocker.
Detroit and DC. Just saying. Right. Just saying.
So the fans are. It's a big deal. This weird thing happened this week. I got a call like 1 o'clock on Wednesday. And it's some dude, I have no idea who is it, Matthew something. Hey, DSA, so you mind, can we talk about this right now? I had no idea what he was even talking to. Like,
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, no, I'm kind of
lost already.
He's a writer. He's some journalist that wanted to get like the Philly fan reaction to this game and everything. I just said, he goes, oh, you know, is there animosity to Washington?
Are you drunk
fans?
Already?
No, this is exactly what happened. Okay. I said, you know, we're kind of like, I don't know exactly what the right word is, but we're kind of like, you know, a little condescending smugness towards Washington fans. You know,
Washington.
You guys are cute. You guys are adorable. He was like, oh, you guys fired up. Like, we don't really know. I don't really know any Washington fans because
where the hell is this
going? Terrible.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
That's what I was talking to the journalists. Oh. Wanted to know
all right, well, hey, let's do this real quick.
Great radio.
Because we don't have an opportunity to do this much. First of all, thank you, Lauren, our intern, for
working
with us.
Yeah.
The Sean Henderson Group, let's see, who else is on here? Chris Sack, the Nick Barber Group, Matt Malone and Ann Malone, always a pleasure. Tom and Alexis, good to see you. Well, who else is on bus with? Jen and Chris Jameson from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I got an extra mic you want to come up at some point in time, just so you know.
We're gonna John and Don DiCaprio have joined us for the people.
Yeah, well, no, we have the DiCaprios. I affectionately named them Leonardo 1, 2, and 3. Jeff Canfield and Vince Strausser, good to see you guys. Steak, Kev. Ryan Reynolds, of course, is with us. His badge says Free Guy.
Free Bird.
Andy Mallory and John, good to see you guys. The Ryan Messick crew is with us as well. It's a good group, you guys. We appreciate you being here with us. Real quick, I have a live read somewhere in my good radio bag. All right, everybody, don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with very sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also to see also a chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. You guys, this is the Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show brought to you by Live Casino, and we're live on I-95.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody!
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
We'll be back here on Fox Sports The Gambler right after this.
Second down and 8. Wentz in the end zone. Taken down. Lost the football. Rolls out of the back of the end zone. It's a safety.
Nice.
Okay, that's good. I was worried it was going to be against me, but that's good. Go against Wentz.
That's nice. Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio. The Fox Sports pregame show. Live from I-95. We are heading down to FedEx Field right
Delaware,
there.
In the heart of Delaware.
In the heart of Delaware. The Landover, the land, it should, you know what? If they were going to change it, they might as well just get real and, you know, just get rid of Washington entirely. How about the Landover, so the Landover Lepers?
Yeah, but you got to tie into a geographical area, right? I mean, look at, we have two.
Yeah, you're in the middle of DC and Baltimore.
Exactly.
You're in BFI.
Yeah.
BFE.
There's two teams in North Jersey that claim New York City.
We gotta actually do this though real quick because Emma and Sophia are listening right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are.
In their infamous words, shut up, Diaz!
Diaz Nation representing!
They are not a part of Diaz Nation.
Oh, God.
They work for Sackmaster Inc.
We're brought to you by Advantage Health Plus and Live Casino. Make sure you join us at 8 p.m. Henderson, shut up. Make sure you join us at 8 p.m. on Tuesday when we have Jack Stoll and Dave Spadaro and an alumni player to be named soon. And Diaz is with us on that one.
Going to be a great show.
Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey, voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned. Indoor track, newest cardio and strength training equipment. 3 studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, dry sauna, and a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions. MBSC Thrive personal training, considered the best group training in the country, and is exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Members save at 800 local businesses just by being an active member. And they're also coming to Audubon in early 2023. Call 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976 for a free 30-day all-access pass. Or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhealthfitnesshf.com, everybody. We are back here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Boys, all right, so here's another question, and I'm going to go to Zach first because I think this kind of, well, it kind of, you can relate to this. Like, how does a dedicated Redskins fan...
Come on. How can we even get serious here? I mean, dedicated.
How does a dedicated Washington football fan actually get geared up for this team when their biggest offseason move was a guy who's historically proven himself as a dud? I mean, it's kind of like, It's kind of like being a Flyers fan.
Oh, all right. I love it. Bring it back around. Oh, God, the Flyers. They're just like running sprints right now, probably.
Probably. Tortorella killed a guy at practice.
Hold on. That's a great picture.
Hold on.
Yeah. What was that?
Who was miracle? Player was that? That's like lying on his back. He looks like he got laid out.
Here's the thing. Listen, there's more news that came out today. We all knew that the Commanders were going after Russell Wilson. They were trying to bring him home. He's a North Virginia native. They were trying to bring him back home to play for them. Obviously, he chose the Denver Broncos over going home. But
he chose the Denver Broncos because they have a shot of winning.
Well, that is true.
I don't know about that right now.
Nathaniel Hackett, which, well, he's
Hackett can't hack.
He can't hack it. But the news came out this morning that they actually had a deal in place for Jimmy Garoppolo with the 49ers. But when he opted to have shoulder surgery this offseason, it was back during the combine.
Yeah.
And when he chose to get surgery on his shoulder, they backed out of it. So right now they're on option 3 or 4 with Carson Wentz. It's unfortunate for them how it turned out, but he still can show potential. We've seen the first 2 weeks of the season. We'll see how it goes throughout the rest of the year.
Well, today's the indicator.
Well, the question is how do those fans get? I mean, this is sad to say we're franchises in different points in their life cycles or whatever, but Carson is the best quarterback they've had in 5 years, 10 years.
Well, definitely 5. I mean, Alex Smith before his injury was a decent quarterback.
They haven't seen. I mean, right now,
Kirk Cousins had games or two.
Statistically speaking, Carson Wentz is in the league lead, tied with 7 touchdowns. He's averaging 325 passing yards a game. You know, he does. He's playing better than he played here. He's not playing terribly. I think that they can put up points,
but he just
messes something up 2 or 3 times a game. And that's how you lose the game. His numbers look better than what the play is.
Can we say this, though? This is the best set of weapons Carson Wentz has ever had.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dotson and Samuels is healthy, and Terry McLaurin, who always gives us fits, and then, you know, having Antonio Gibson in the backfield, and the guy that got shot at the beginning of the season.
Brian Robinson.
He's already practicing again. They might get him back soon.
Rub some dirt on it.
I mean, how he got shot 3 times in the leg, and he's a running back. I mean, is he some sort of like Wolverine or something?
Put some tape on it, get him back in there.
Yeah.
It's like, best safety ever played a game?
Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott. Tear it off.
His finger getting ripped off. Tape it up. Tape it up.
They were a different breed back then.
Definitely.
Irving's here.
By the way, you know what's funny? When I was thinking about that Flyers, setup, do you remember that survey that came out a couple years ago that had my name and your name, or my name, Green Legion?
That was my name and Green Legion.
And the most hated Flyers fans in the city.
Flyers
drummed up by that awful radio station to try to help sell their travel packages.
Oh, is that who it was?
No, come on.
Oh, that was great. Listen, I take pride in that. I was 2 of the top 3. It was like Mike Missinelli.
Missinelli,
the Green Legion, Michael D, Philly Mike. And I was like, oh, that's 2 out of the top 3 is pretty good. I like it. Someone's paying attention to it.
At what point in time do you think this fan base is tired of us coming down and rolling?
They're not. They're not.
They just don't care,
right? They don't care. This team has been, they've won a few division titles over the last 20 years.
Yeah, but 7-9 records. Yeah,
they've been largely insignificant for the last 20, 25 years. And listen, if you take a look at anything down here, I mean, the only reason why they sell out Washington Capitals games is because A, they're really good, and B, they have one of the greatest hockey players of all time in Alexander Ovechkin.
Right.
I guarantee you, when he hangs them up and that team sucks, they're going to be struggling too. Because look at the Nationals.
They won the title, yeah.
Nationals. The Nationals were barely packing the ballpark when they were perennial World Series favorites. They weren't selling out games towards the end of the 2019 season when they won a World Series. They struggle down here with fans. What kind of a town do you call it?
Fair weather.
Not fair weather. It's
indifferent.
No, because you have many different people from different
cities. Transient.
It's kind of like Florida sports, like professional sports down there.
Yeah,
like,
we don't know any Florida sports fans.
Well, Lewis even admits it, and he was standing on Baseball Brunch the other night. He's like,
oh, there he is. He's first like, mention.
He's like, Quimby wasn't holding his mic.
There.
I had to get it in. That, which was a great show, by the way.
God.
Thanks to Lewis and Adam. It was a great time and a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, man. These people down here do not care. I was saying in the parking lot earlier to Henderson that when we came down here at, for, on January 2nd at the end of the last season, they had, they're still flying Redskins flags in the parking lot.
That's hilarious.
They're still wearing Redskins gear to the games. Like, if you really want to get serious, you need to go out in the parking lot and start handing out commander flags and commander gear for free to try and get this fan base back on board. Because right now, they're still stuck in the beginning of the 90s.
The only thing we'll say about the fan base, though, is if there is any excitement, because they should potentially, I don't know about should, contend for a playoff spot. They could be the seventh seed. I mean, they're not
they're
terrible.
They're going to be in it. So I think like teams like them and Detroit are going to be in that spot for that seventh.
If I was a Washington fan right now, and geez, I can't think of a greater nightmare. That's hell. Yeah,
it's kind of like being the Sixers fan during the process.
No, it's even worse because the owner is just such a slime guy.
Josh Harris is still a slime ball.
Yeah, he's not nothing like Daniel Snyder.
Oh no.
But if you think like, okay, hey, maybe we can go 9-8 this year and get the seventh seed. This is a big, it's still early. It's not over yet. You know, you go week, if they're eliminated by all intents by what, like week 9?
So like, when they're here.
Yeah. So
when they come up to Philly on the 14th of November.
If this road trip was the last game of the season or the last month in December, this road trip, there would be a third less fan there.
When you hear the, like, what do you think percentages are? God, no, it's probably 25. If you're lucky, but we're 25%. Yeah, it's never. Here's the deal. One of our voices is louder than two of anybody else's. So it always seems like it's a bigger number. And we're more into it because we're pissed off that we had to drive that far just to get in this game.
Hey, we're having a great time on the road here. We are approaching some sort of accident. I hope this is not the last. They said it early, though, but we should be good.
We have plenty of beer on the bus.
Are we really
in that big of a rush to get in the FedEx Field?
It is true. Well, now I want to make sure everybody's there in time for kickoff.
Yes. We want to be ready to boo. Do you think the football team,
will you teach me to football?
Do you like
that video I sent
you? Yeah. You think they're going to introduce the offense today?
Yeah, right.
Are they going to do the defense today?
Oh, that's hysterical.
I don't know. I'd be curious. I would think that they would want to show support and do the offense, introduce the offense, but then I'm also thinking that they'd be like, we just don't even want to get him in a down spot.
I mean, the signs that we're in a good spot here. It says crash prior to exit, left lane closed. So I think we should be able to move a little bit on this side as everybody merges into the middle lane. Giving you a traffic report here on I-95.
Hey, there we go. Just so you know, everybody, just so you know, mile marker number, whatever the hell it is.
105, 113.
Oh, let me take my sunglasses off, guy, so I can see it.
113.
Yeah.
I'm also picking up a glare off Diaz's forehead. I gotta sit next to this clown on the way down and on the way back. And there's, and I'm looking over here and you're gonna let him sing American Pie on the way home, aren't you?
No. If they win, yeah.
We will literally pull the bus over and throw him off.
Everybody loves American Pie.
So interesting elements about this game. From a defensive line standpoint, Washington is depleted right now.
Well, Chase Young is out.
You also have Casey Tuhill and Daniel Wise both out today. And James Smith Williams didn't practice yesterday. He's questionable. I don't know if they've elevated him yet or not. But
and the Eagles are 100% healthy. And Landon Dickerson popped up.
Landon Dickerson
report,
was,
but he's going to play.
He's going to play. Yeah. So
I think they'll put a point. I think Washington
could give Jalen all the time in the world. He doesn't need it. This is a good
chuck and run.
This is a good statement game because that Minnesota game. I mean, Quimby picked it a loss. I thought it would be a loss.
Good thing we didn't go full panel.
Well, let's talk about that because I believe Sack picked this game as a loss.
I did.
Sack is the fun police over here.
Fun police. I was the one that came closest with my prediction last week, both John Jansen and myself.
But we want to bring somebody else to the table. His name is Chris Jameson from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He helped Captain and I on the first pregame show in Detroit.
Nice.
Chris, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
He's
good
right
to see
you. Right on.
Yes.
On,
yep.
Chris, add any of your flavor to this right now. What do you think about this game? What do you like? What do you dislike? How do you feel about Carson?
I love Carson for the reason because he is weak mentally. He will not be able to handle
the
amount
I was
of fans.
Say, what the hell are you
that
talking?
Are yeah right they, we are he will not be able to handle the amount of fan, Eagles fans that are here that are going to wreak havoc Sirianni also called out and said that, listen, we need your, we would love for them to have to go silent count on third down, which we are going to bring to the house today. As far as the,
Nick, I'll send you my bill.
As far as the game today, I mean, it's going to be an Eagles win. It's setting up to be a long day for Carson Wentz. This team is going to make Carson run for his life, and that is going to ultimately be the deciding factor. It's going to be Kirk Cousins 2.0 this game.
All right. Who do you think the Washington will announce as far as teams in the game?
If they go offense, they are doing Carson Wentz a disservice. Right.
But if they don't, does that show that they're weak?
Absolutely. I'm taking it that way. 100%.
Didn't we already know that?
Well, yeah.
They are.
Daniel Snyder's still running the franchise.
Is he going to be here, or is he in a yacht outside Monaco or something?
He might be on Jerry Jones' yacht that he was on for the 2020 NFL draft.
I hope he never leaves.
That was a legit way to draft.
I hope he never leaves. When there's, every team has their own, life cycle. You know, each franchise in every sport. But when you're this consistently terrible, and you have this consistent work, terrible public image, it's always on the owner. It's always on the owner.
No doubt.
Just like in Dallas, we never want Jerry to leave because Jerry just jerries it up and, you know, they're relevant every other year and they blow it in big, hilarious ways.
Good old Jerry.
But these guys are cheap. They, you know, Daniel Snyder created in 2001 or 2002 at the first anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. He created a 9/11 memorial Washington R word hat for profit. He sold them for $45, and it turned out that it was all raising money for survivors or whatever the thing was. But it was 10% of the profit, not just the whole thing. You know, you're like, oh, you're gonna make some money off 9/11. That's
ridiculous.
That's a classy guy there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not something that we already didn't know about him and this franchise that they have down here. I mean, he's already talking about, this stadium is probably one of the bigger dumps in the league. I mean, now that, you know, the Raiders are out.
The biggest dump.
I mean, it's the fact that, you know, dump juice comes out of pipes on top of people on the club level is utterly ridiculous. What the kind of stuff that's been, my wife has asked me, she's like, why are you going down there for a fifth time? I was like, this is just too damn easy.
It's too easy.
It's just too easy.
But also, they have their railings propped up by zip ties. It's, we couldn't find the duct tape, so we used zip ties.
No problem.
I mean, this is supposed to be a professional stadium.
But he's probably trying to get taxpayers to pay for it again. Dude, you know how much money you've made off this franchise over the years? And if you look at the stands, if you look at just a regular game here, not even with the birds here, when we were here towards the end of last season, there was a lot of Eagles fans down here. Dude, half the stadium is empty. Half the stadium.
Yeah. Are they going to be tarped up? Are they going to be tarped up? That'd be great.
No, the very top of the stadium is tarped up now.
Right, so when they say sell out, it's not necessarily a sellout. No,
because sell out the seats that we have for sale.
This stadium right here used to be the largest capacity stadium in the NFL. 100,000 fans they could pack into the stadium. Before
really?
They decided, yes. Yeah. Yes. Before they started to tarp up the upper tank, it was the largest stadium as far as capacity is concerned in the whole NFL before Jerry's World opened up.
Didn't they have some hilariously comical made up streak of sellouts or season ticket member waiting list? It was we've got an 18-year season ticket waiting list or something like that.
Well, how long
no
ago
way
was that?
That's real.
Well, I mean, this was a decade ago it ended.
I've been on the Eagles one for the last 18 years myself. Still waiting for that call, Jeffrey.
Really? 18 years? Yeah. It's got to come up for club seats.
Yeah. When I graduated from high school, I got on the list.
Wow. And you still haven't come up for regular tickets?
Still haven't come up.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I'm younger than you, Diaz. I mean, remember, you're the...
No, I know.
You're the senior citizen on this crew, except for Quimby.
I put mine in 2000, and I got seats in 2014. So it took me 14 years to go through it. So if it's been 20 years for you, it should have been a little bit...
Yeah, but remember, they downsized, too, in the last 18 years. They moved into Lincoln Financial Field and everything.
And we got to take our next break here, guys. This is time for... State Farm!
State Farm!
State Farm!
Rizzo. Just as your local State Farm agent combines Good Neighbor Service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. And guess what you'll get? That's right. Good Neighbor Service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Chris, stop messing with the microphone. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, it is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show live from I-95, brought to you by Advantage Health Plus and Live Casino in South Philadelphia. We'll be back for our final segment right after this.
Radio station presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
For the Eagles at their own 47. Good protection again. Launch downfield. Watkins wide open. Touchdown.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show here on The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We are live from I-95, everybody.
Yeah!
A-G-L-E-S Eagles! Got a hell of a crew. We got, oh God, I gotta go through buses here.
The whole manifest.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but I can.
Maybe I can. It wouldn't be a trip without a little bit of stress. We've got some traffic here. There's an accident, but it's within sight. We should be.
All right, let's see. We got the Ryan Bonovich group. We've got the Michael Gillen group. James Carpenter.
No, John Jansen.
We got Brock Lesnar in the house.
Brock Lesnar.
Stacey Knowles. Sean Gunning's
group.
Did
he bring Sable?
Jonathan. Oh my God. Chris Gutches. Marie Vivino group. Joseph Daniel. Scott Overman. Kevin Duggan, Sherry DeHart, Ricky Quinn, James Renz, Laura Raymond, Patrick Friends Group, John Connell and Michael Mateo, Emily Warner,
John
Mark
Connor.
Godzilla.
Godzilla?
James Lones, Jeff Canfield, Vince Jenner, and Steph. We already talked about these guys.
That's how big of a trip we're on. Godzilla's
Frank McDonald
here.
And Dory White, Philip Marth, Cynthia Brumall, Andrew Narducci, Joe DiGrazio has a group of 16. We appreciate you bringing it out.
16.
I want to know who Pookie is.
Hey, Pookie.
Andrew Payne, Louis Salomone, Lynn McDowell, Jeff Storr, Robert Hall, Rob O'Brien, Marvette Hunter, Josh Murphy, Aaron Brooks, Michael Shander, Semi Mineski, I think I said that right. Ira Fadelston, Donna Mooney, Stephen Kebert, Michael Rogue, Frank O. Mastrangelo, Thomas White, and Ryan Thress. It's a good group, everybody. Thanks for letting me get that out.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Dropping the mic. All right, so let's talk about around the league real quick, and then we're going to make some predictions.
Nice. Let's do it.
A couple games to look for today. 2-0 Buffalo versus 2-0 Miami. We're going to find out real quick whether or not Miami's legit. We already know Buffalo is. What do you think?
I think Buffalo's banged up. I think that, what's the line right now?
It's 4.5.
Yeah, it was 6.5.
And Micah Hyde just got put on season-ending IR with a neck injury.
Yeah,
so they have all backups in their secondary.
That's right. Their whole, I was going to say the four in their secondary out. And they're in Miami. You know, it's early in this season. It's hard to play. You know, we don't think of Miami as like having this big home field, but in September, they do. And it's going to be like hurricane-ish like.
Here's the stat for you. Over the course of the last two seasons now, last year and these first two games, the Miami Dolphins have not beaten a quarterback that has a last name with the letter O in it at all. They have not beaten. So,
What?
Yes, this is a legit stat. Luis, he has decided to add an O to Josh Allen's last name.
Josh Allen.
Wow.
By the way, not an easy accident.
Yikes.
Well, that's, say a prayer. That truck.
It's a lot like John Jansen's college football picks yesterday.
Ooh.
Jansen.
Rough one.
Yes, sir.
Or my survivor. My survivor pool. I'm in three survivor pools. I'm out.
Week one in San Francisco. If San Francisco go to Chicago, they should get that win. Then I took a mulligan to get back in. All of them.
We're talking Cincinnati about Buffalo and Miami right now.
I know. It's just Cincinnati's terrible. All right. Anyway, I think
Chris, what do you have? Because they're not paying attention.
I mean, listen. Has the pedigree. I'm going. Home. Haven't really heard of it, so I think Buffalo's gone.
That's a Buffalo line.
Hey, here we go. 0-2 Tennessee. First of all, 0-2 Vegas.
That 0-2.
Oh, I just can't close. I'm gonna make this
up.
That is a bird. What's your career, right?
Good. God dang. Titans line. Plus 1.5 today. I'm going to Titans in that game. Chris?
Yeah, I'm going Titans as well. I think Derrick Henry got a bad slow start, but I think he's going to figure it out. He's going to roll right over him.
You wonder what point in time he's going to get old.
You do wonder that, but I think you can't keep a player of that caliber down.
Green Bay at Tampa Bay, and neither one of them actually really have a bay.
That's true. They're trying to get the whole region just so, Green Bay's actually a town, but Tampa Bay. Tampa's gonna take this. Aaron Rodgers is terrible in Florida. He's like 2-6 career. Tampa Bay.
Also, neither of them have wide receivers today. So it's like no
lots of running.
Yeah, nobody's
by
playing.
The way, the Bucs have been rolling up that scoreboard,
they
right?
Have.
Total of 39 points.
And they also haven't given up anything.
That defense
is very tough.
Yeah.
Tampa at home for the first time this season, their home opener. Tampa for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to have, they have an amazing home field advantage. And with their defense, it's going to get loud in there. They're going to hold. They're going to hold.
We're talking about Tampa,
Bay. We're talking about Tampa, buddy.
Tampa's got an amazing home field advantage.
And Monday night, Dallas versus the Giants.
This is still Giants 2.5?
I don't know.
I think the Cowboys win. I think they do. I think the Giants are riding high 2-0. I cannot see the Giants going 3-0.
Micah Parsons is going to be all over Daniel Jones.
I hate it too, man.
All night long. I know you hate it.
I hate it.
I know you do. But if there was ever an opportunity, he's run through two teams the last 2 weeks. Running roughshod. He's going to do it again. He's going to wreck the game on Monday night. Cowboys are going to win. They're going to be 2-1.
My favorite Penn State players go to the NFCs. LeVar Arrington went to Washington. Saquon goes to New York. And then Michael Parsons goes to
Dallas.
You're
a jackass for being a Penn State fan to begin with.
Thank you. Thank you.
We all know what PSU really stands for.
Yep. Going with the boys.
What do you got, Chris?
Going with the boys.
Really? You have to. You don't want the Giants going 3-0, right?
No,
I don't care about the Giants. I'm going to root for the Giants. I think the Cowboys.
Yeah, so am I. I don't care if they start out 3-0. You want the Cowboys to get buried as much as possible before Dak comes back. But yeah. I just don't see it happening. They barely escaped by the skin of their teeth, and they had two short fields that led to field goals, and they beat the Panthers 19-16 last week.
Jansen, how much time do we have, brother? 8 minutes?
8 minutes.
Wow.
Man,
we did good.
All right.
Well, then let's talk more about...
Around the league.
Predictions. No? Around the league? What do you want?
Talk about
open forum right now. We've got 8 minutes, and I really only wanted to know what your predictions were for the game, so let's talk turkey. Anything anybody wants to talk about, bring it up.
I think the line is too long. I think 6.5... 6.5 is too big. I like this... I guess I can't say the R word. I like the commodes with the points, even if it's just like some fluke touchdown, last minute touchdown. I think it could be like a 35-31 type game.
Do you think, what's the over under?
I don't know. What is the over under? Jansen, if you know.
This is why we.
Jansen, yeah, what do you got?
Was it like 47 or something?
Excellent, Jansen.
I think
Jansen's
sleeping over there.
Well, we just an update on where exactly we are. We made it
over under is 47.5.
Oh, look, I say 47. God, man, I hate being this good. Athletic.
So anyway, we there it was. There's a mute button.
I haven't got fired though. Not yet.
It's coming. No, you're gonna get fired on the way home, and that might be like legitimately fired on the way home.
Let's just pray that the club level doesn't have Woodford Reserve behind the bar.
I'm there with Diaz. I think the Commanders, the Commodes. I think they cover the spread today. The Eagles are going to win this game. I did pick this as a loss in the preseason when we went over our predictions. And listen, that line is definitely a Commanders line. And as we've seen in previous years, over the course of time, our former quarterbacks like to come to play against us the first time.
But against us at home. Talking about Donovan. That game was at home. That game was at the Link.
My whole thing, when I look at it from this context, when I was looking at
all right,
it this season.
That's what he always used to say.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
My thing is, I love you, Pops. Miss you, bro.
I didn't know that this offense was going to be humming and hauling the way it has through the first two games. Listen, they got to keep Montez Sweat and Jonathan Allen off of Hurts today. If they do that, they cover the spread. They got to keep him safe in the back there in the pocket.
This is a big test, though, for both sides, for the Eagles. How much faith do you have in Jonathan Gannon right now? Well, they showed up on Monday. They showed up on Monday night, beat a good team, a supposedly good team. But we know Kirk Cousins' record in Monday Night Football.
I gave those numbers.
And we're playing at home. It was a home opener. So on both sides, can Hurts continue that amazing play he had on Monday? And does Jonathan Gannon have a good? I mean, this is a good offensive team. My question is this: I got one for you guys. Over under. Carson Wentz turnovers, 1.5.
Over. Easy over.
I don't know about easy over. I bet it's 2.
Under.
Of course, the apologist goes under.
He's going to turn the ball over.
Wait. Not the team. It's
just Carson Wentz.
I wouldn't touch that with
fumbles
a 10-foot ball.
I think he throws a pick. I think he fumbles.
One pick,
I don't think he loses the fumble, though.
Okay. Well, how do you even predict? Oh, he fumbles when he doesn't lose it. I mean, a fumble's a fumble.
I wouldn't touch it at all.
You don't say that very often.
Giggity.
Yeah, I'm going over with that because I think that Jonathan Gannon, who was the wild card going into the season and one of the reasons for pause for overall record and a game like today, but after coming off of what we saw against the Vikings, I think that he is very confident with his personnel, and I think he's going to keep the hammer down when it comes to aggressive looks, exotic fronts, blitzes from every angle. He's going to have Carson Wentz.
Did you just say exotic fronts? This is Gannon we're talking about.
Not Quimby.
Where are we? In Punta Cana? Are we in Panama?
Well, listen, they cover easily by at least the touchdown. I'm going to say by 10 points.
I would like to know what kind of gummies you're rocking in your pocket.
The same ones Diaz has been.
Yeah, they're so warm and soft. They've been in my pocket all day.
Speaking of gummies,
I like where your head's at, Chris. I'm kidding, man.
This is either
a blowout by the Eagles or it's a nail biter the whole way.
When was the last time the Eagles had a blowout in D.C.?
Like, Michael Vick.
Like where you actually had a comfortable game. Again, they always play us tough down here. It doesn't matter. You're looking at now 11 years since that game. They always play us tough down here. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough atmosphere on both sides.
Great question by Jay Vagnetti. Do we sack Carson today?
I mean,
how can you not?
Does Diaz have a big forehead?
Woo! I'm trying to get some video here. I got a question for you.
Does Diaz have a quaff?
Quimby.
Don't anybody lean to the right now.
Quimby.
Yes, sir.
Have you gone back to, did you bet the unders yesterday?
No, not yet.
You're not, when do you start?
I said midway.
Yeah.
Midway. Week 6.
What did you have yesterday?
I didn't take anything yesterday.
Worried about today?
I'm gonna, as soon as I get off this stupid show with you idiots, I'm gonna start betting like a champion. No excuses, bet like a champion.
Rule number 76.
I'd like to give a thank you to the Cincinnati Bengals for ruining my 10-team tees last week. I hit them all.
I'd like to thank the Bengals for making sure Diaz realizes how stupid a 10-team teaser is.
It's just one team. I lost. Bengals needed 1.5. You just got to win.
You're a mess.
With freaking Cooper Rush. How about Jerry Jones talking about Cooper Rush? He hopes that there's a quarterback competition. That's, what a dope. Never change, Jerry. We need you. We love you.
Well, no, he changes all the time. It's called plastic surgery. Facelifts.
Could you imagine if he was your owner?
Yeah. Oh, so we made it very clear that we're voting when they're – for the new, we're staying away from the hogs and we're going superhero.
Superhero. Captain Commander.
That is such a stupid idea.
I don't know. Can we do a write-in? We'll give them Gritty, or if they want to go with dogs, we can give them Franklin.
Yeah, I mean Franklin. That's just bring back Big Shot.
Dude, Big Shot was awesome.
Yeah, bring back Big Shot.
Big Shot, yes.
Better than the rapping bunny.
Hip-hop. Yeah, well, they only did that because of AI.
I guess, man. That was embarrassing. Muscle band.
Jansen, how are we on time?
I think we're out of here.
All right, that means we're out of here.
Let's go. Let's get a good champ.
Big Shot.
All right, everybody. Let's do that. Everybody in the back.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Love it.
Everybody, on behalf of myself, Quimby, Michael, Shut Up, Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie,
woo-ha-ha,
and Chris Jameson joining us as well. Lauren doing a great job for us as well. This is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show on The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, live from I-95, brought to you by Advantage Health Plus and Live Casino. You guys, go Birds, everybody. We will see you on Tuesday from Live Casino, the player show, 8 p.m. with tight end Jack Stoll.